Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
With Bert Newton, I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's hot. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yeah.
Now.
Hey guys, welcome to Wednesday.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Fantastic. Feeling good.
Yeah. Origin night tonight. Jade, you're very excited. You've just posted something in our Facebook Messenger group.
I did. The Maroons taking on the Blues tonight at 8:10 up at Townsville.
Will you be watching, Jade?
I will. So I'm only going to go to pickleball for about 50 minutes. So then I can duck home and jump on the couch and watch it with Ben.
Man, what a disappointment having to go up to Townsville.
Well, did you see they've set up the tent city up there?
No, I haven't seen it on telly yet.
Yeah, so the visuals of it are amazing.
Looks like downtown LA at the moment.
Well, a little... No, it's much neater than that, to be honest. It's, they've got, like, thousands of or hundreds of these... They're brand new tents. They've obviously just nipped into one of these like camping stores and gone, give us all of your tents in this style. They're charging $180 a night.
What?
What? Yeah. I'm so confused. What do you mean? Like, it's around the stadium? Like, where are the tents?
The tents are set up in a field because there's, like, all the hotels and stuff are booked out in 10 seconds. So people need to stay somewhere.
Wow.
And it's literally like, you know those army-style beds just off the ground?
Yeah.
Like a cotton sheet.
How exciting. I'd like it. It's sort of like Harry Potter and the World Quidditch Games.
Not for $180 a night. It's a hard pass from me.
Oh, to be it. Game one.
You know what? You can glamorize anything I've discovered.
It's true.
Like, you can just... If a dog dropped its guts on the floor right here, you'd make it sound, like attractive and nice.
Somehow.
Hey, guys, Maddie in the newsroom. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Are you a football fan?
A little bit. I'm a casual football fan.
Yeah.
More than me still.
So I'll probably check the game on tonight, but I don't know if I'll watch the whole thing.
Blues or the Maroons?
Oh, Blues.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Jackson, what about you, Jackson? Are you into the Blues?
Could not care less.
Same.
Boom.
Oh, guys, coming up next, we've got a great story going over to Japan. Now, we all know over in Japan, they like to use people as things you can rent.
Oh, yes.
All there's different, you know, shapes, sizes. I remember there was that story we spoke about not too long ago. You can rent somebody to befriend your ex-partner to, get goss on them and stuff. There's literally something for everything over in Japan. You won't believe the next product on the market. When I say product, I mean person. I'm going to tell you right now, it's fat people.
What?
More details after.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
From the makers of the iconic Japanese families, Rent a Family.
Yep.
You can rent a friend, rent a pet. Comes the brand new service, Rent a Fat Person.
Now, this is weird, isn't
That's
it?
Interesting.
What's going on?
A lot of people offended by that, obviously. The makers of this service are like, no, please don't be offended. But basically what this is, it allows virtually anyone to rent a fat person by the hour, $18. Now, you might be asking, why would I want to do that?
Yes, that's the question that pops in my head.
What's the purpose?
Well, apparently, it's for companies that need to a bigger person to model their clothing or their brand, or just needing someone fatter than you to feel good about yourself.
Wow, that's a bit on the weird side. I mean, surely you don't need that to feel good. Also, I know you say that, the modelling side of things is part of it. And I do know quite a number of Japanese people, and all of them, none of them, in fact, are on the heavier side.
Well, this is why it's such a rarity over there, and this business can, sort of even start to work, is because very few fat people in Japan. So to join the service, which they get, on a side note, 100% of the higher fee, the 18 an hour, you need to be over 100 kilograms to join.
Oh, wow. That's quite big for Japan.
I could join.
Well,
if
me
I
too.
Was Japanese, yeah, I could make some Japan. Cash.
$18 an hour.
You could as well, yeah. Absolutely. You're over 100.
I'm over 100 kilos.
Big boys.
$18 an hour, though.
Got some work to do there, Jade. You know? have another packet of McDonald's cookies.
You're a long way off, Jade.
Well, jeepers.
Not
well.
Best money, though, for modelling, really.
$18 an hour.
Yeah.
The Japanese are just weird. Like, they're such a fascinating people, the Japanese. It's everything they do. What a horrible thing to have to, like, get a call about. Oh, hello, yeah, old mate Mr. Yen wants to rent a fat person. What are you doing?
Well, I think the people that do it must sign up, right?
Yeah, 100%.
They're not just getting they're a call willingly... at random because they're on a register for being over 100
now,
kilos.
Now, wouldn't that be a smackdown in the face if there's someone on the corner of a street with flyers looking for the fattest people they could to recruit?
The company
need you, you big old fatty.
The company makes it very clear that the term fat is not used in a derogative manner when regarding its service. On the contrary, it should be considered positive and empowering. I don't know what planet they're living on.
Yeah, that's some PR spin.
Yeah.
Plus size people considering applying for the company should have absolutely no problem with being called fat. Another mandatory condition would be to weigh over 100 kilograms.
That's it.
Both men and women over 18 are welcome. So
there's different things. So you can be weigh over 100 kilos and be like curvy and be fit. You know what I mean? That's there's a true. Difference between someone being like just all flab and fat and like flubber, and then being someone
like
being
like
flubber, like flubber, or like being fit and
built
and curvy and like still have a nice physique.
I don't care what anybody says. If you know how demeaning
if you're
joining renting a fat person, like come on.
Especially if you're not though? Doing the modeling part.
Some people are into that. Do you know what I mean? Like some
what
people,
do you mean?
Well, there's people who live their whole lives trying to get fat to be in adult fatty films. Like, there's a niche market.
Let me tell you, Jade, maybe like 0.01% of overweight people are aspiring to that.
Very small number. Very small.
Well, guys.
And also, what are you watching?
What do you mean? I've seen it on Jackass and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
Lads vs. Lasses, we are streaming ahead, ladies. Go us. We're on 42 gold stars. The lads are currently on 40. So 13:10:09, if you would like to play our Ultimate Battle of the Sexes game, you'll walk away with a gold star for your sex, but more importantly, a voucher as well to go and eat over at Caradise.
Yeah, the Young Street Hotel in Carrington. Delicious food. Oh my God, Crevo, you would die if you just pull up the menu and have a look
I'll
at some
look
dishes.
At that during this song.
Amazing.
And fantasize about it.
13:10:09. One
Put
guy,
some
one
more
girl.
KGs on, and then I'll ship you to Japan.
This is Jade. New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Lads
versus lasses.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads are currently on 40. The lasses are on 42. We are streaking ahead, but girls, we still need one of you to call right now on 13:10:09. Now, we do have a lad, and they're playing this morning for a fantastic food voucher at Caradise.
Yeah, no, the Young Street Hotel in Carrington, which they call Caradise.
I know, but I'm obsessed calling Carrington Caradise now since I've discovered it. It's all I can remember.
Do you have a nickname, Jade, for Broadmeadow?
Because
you live there.
No, I like just...
Broady?
Not Broady, the Meadows... I think sounds nice.
The Meadows is like...
what you imagine it to be.
The Meadows.
It's actually not the Meadows.
Yeah, there is.
It's not a meadow inside.
Brixton Park's not far away. It's basically Broadmeadow.
It's part of it.
All right, let's...
You're claiming it.
Go to our lad this morning, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. Our lad this morning is Anthony, 40 years of age, from Marks Point, nice part of the world, a truck driver, single and ready to mingle, and said the perfect match for him is someone with a sense of humour, someone who is not afraid to poke fun at themselves. Good morning, Anthony.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Oh, excellent. On this lovely rainy day.
Yeah, it is a beautiful, little bit isn't it? That sort of way. Have you been trying sort of dating apps, or are you just a meet people at the pub kind of guy? What's your vibe?
Nah, mate, I sort of like come to realise if someone special comes along in your life, then, you know, it's meant to be, but, yeah, no, not chasing.
When was your last woman, Anthony? When did you take a lover last?
Probably 5 months ago, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Right. That's all right. Hey, you know, you never know when love's going to come
along. There is a lass on the phone. Who knows? Could be our very own love story.
Hey, that would be amazing.
Never know.
Let's get into your questions, though. First one. This one's multiple choice. Who was Khloe Kardashian married to for 7 years? Was it A, A-Rod, B, Lamar Odin, or C, Jason Derulo?
A-Rod? No, Jason Derulo.
No, both wrong. You got two bites of the cherry and you got both of them wrong. All right. Number two. In hairdressing, what is an ombre?
Ombre is a type of haircut.
No. It's actually with colouring, so you're blending one to another. All right. So, unfortunately, no points there. Still one to go, though, so let's keep positive. Number three, former Bachelorette Sam Frost now stars on which Aussie TV show?
Dancing with the Stars?
No. Home and Away.
Balls.
I like you doing your own sound effects. Aww. Look, 0 points on the board, but it's still possible to win if our lass also gets zero and you win a coin toss.
Absolutely.
A lot of hoops to jump through.
Let's meet our lass, Virginia from Tallara. She works in admin, loves Lego, just purchased some new wheels, and her favourite song is Bridge Over Troubled Water. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning. How are we?
Good, G'day. Thank you. Are you single?
Yes.
Do you like the sound of Anthony?
Yes.
You look like a nice ocker bloke. Let's connect yous up. Hey, Anthony, you're talking to Virginia.
Good morning, Virginia. How are you?
Well, so, like, what are you guys into? Like, let's start off with Anthony.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favourite thing to do in life?
Have fun, basically.
Oh, that sounds like a lot. I mean, what about an activity? Say you've got a weekend off. How are you spending that time off? You like fishing or anything like that?
Yeah, fishing, outdoors, activities, hiking, you know, that sort of thing. Being a truck driver, you're sitting your bum all day, so yeah, I like to get out and enjoy the outdoors when I can.
Virginia, do you like the sound of Anthony and his, I guess, activities and his hobbies?
Yeah, I don't mind fishing. I like going on drives and picnics.
Oh, wow.
That's very romantic. I like that.
Do you like Lego, Anthony?
Lego, of course. Who doesn't?
Oh, guys, this is a match made in heaven right here.
I mean, whoever wins this Young Street Hotel voucher, I feel like they're going on a date.
We'll give you your numbers to each other after. Just hold the line.
Hang on, man. All right, let's go to Virginia now and get into your questions, right?
Okay.
Maddie, are you ready to take this away?
Yeah, let's do this. Question number one. Which car company makes the Amarok? The Amarok.
Toyota?
No, Volkswagen. Of course, we're chasing one correct answer for the win. Question two. What activity would you use chest waders for?
Diving?
No, it's fishing.
Fishing. Question number three. What was the last name of the founder of the Ford Car Company?
Ford?
Yes!
You win! Oh,
I'm so proud.
Hey, you're off to the Young Street Hotel in Carrington. $50 to spend there. I'm thinking date, guys. I'm just saying.
We'll connect you up with the numbers through Jackson if you both won, all right?
Good job. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Our news time up next with Maddie and New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
So one of Jackson's many talents is that he sometimes also hosts other shows that this station is a part of. And as part of that, he interviewed this band called Rumour, right? Their new up-and-coming band. In fact, we've got a little bit of their song. Here it is.
No, I haven't got the song. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I've got
right.
the grab, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. So as part of how they met, very interesting because it's kind of an unusual way for anyone to meet, really. Basically, they were hanging out to... Well, this guy was just hanging out and wanted to buy a lawnmower, and to do that, bought it through Gumtree.
So two pop stars meet on Gumtree after one wanted to buy a lawnmower.
Yeah, from the other, and they formed a band based on that.
All right, let's hear it.
So basically, I've only known Mitch for about 5 months, and the way we met was actually through Gumtree, funnily enough. Through the end of COVID, I was actually looking up a lawnmower online, and then I just came across Mitch's advertisement on there, and then that's how we linked, because he's a songwriter and I'm a producer. And then ever since then, we've just been working in the studio and we've just connected and been making some really cool stuff.
That's awesome. What a story.
A great Genesis story, right, for
Jeez,
a band.
They're successful already.
So one of them's from Justice Crew, yeah, Jackson?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, there you go. They know people.
Well, that adds an element of the success to it.
Yeah,
right?
The other one was just a Sparky. He quit his job after meeting this guy on Gumtree.
Like, how crazy.
I don't know if he should have quit his job. I've got some of this song. Let's hear it. Oh!
It's actually good.
You know what? Cool. It's got, like, loud luxury vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
that's
cool,
good.
Right?
Is one of them singing in that song, Jackson?
Yeah, the Sparky is.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Man, I want to work with him. That'd be the best job ever.
Cool, right? Anyway, this is what sort of made me think about is... Sometimes people meet through, like, either Gumtree or, like, you know, Facebook Marketplace and stuff. And I think people must be meeting for relationships as well. I just wanted to throw this out there. On 131009, have you met someone and that you got into a relationship with through either Facebook Marketplace or Gumtree? I reckon it would happen.
You reckon? Yeah. I don't know.
No, because I think, like, with Facebook Marketplace, people see profiles.
Well, you are the king of Newcastle's Facebook Marketplace market.
Someone asked you about a butt plug the other day,
It's quite, you know, it happens. I reckon it happens because people see the profile, they go, yeah, we'll go
Have you been hit on?
Once, yeah.
By who?
Just this lady who was buying something. Ooh. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I mean,
what did she say?
Oh, she just said, are you single? And I was like,
well, this hasn't been told on the show before. This is better.
Yeah.
I thought I'd add that to the story later on, and to, expand the story.
All right, well, 131009, did you meet your partner on Marketplace or Gumtree?
Surely it's happening.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, I wanted to throw this out there to see if anyone had ever met their partner or knows someone that has, like, a girlfriend or a boyfriend through either Facebook Marketplace or through Gumtree. Because we just heard about this band Rumour that Matt met when one guy was buying a lawnmower off another one. You know, you get it. There's some sort of, I guess, chat or connection. You go, oh, what do you do for a gig, mate? Oh, I'm working in music. Oh, me too. And then suddenly you've got this connection.
Well, you have a very unique insight into this because you run on the side of Facebook Marketplace business. So you meet people all day. So you know exactly what happens in these interactions.
I think people might not do it because, well, of one, if they're going to someone's house to buy something, they're going to know where the other person lives. So it might appear a bit stalkerish. So maybe people don't have the courage to do it because they're worried they're going to be labelled a bit of a pervert.
You actually have a warped sense of things sometimes, Jade.
Yeah,
only the other day we did a story on, like, people getting hit on LinkedIn. Oh, that's totally fine. Not stalkerish at all.
That's different, you know?
I don't know. Look, all I'll say is that it's happened to me once.
Yeah.
Where somebody was like...
Walk us through what happened.
So they came to buy something or whatever. And
what would she look like? Older lady?
Probably, I don't know, like 30s? Something,
okay.
Something like that. I can't exactly remember.
Okay, in her 30s.
Yeah, and she came over to buy something and then afterwards, like after she'd bought it and left, and this was hours later, I reckon, she sent me a message.
Sorry, wait.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to add some... I was standing near some saxophone players who were busking in a park.
Ask what she bought?
Mayfield, beautiful place.
Was it a lamp? And did she say to you, can you turn my light on?
No, it was something way more, like, I'm going to say less sexy, like a table or something like that. Just a regular old table.
Look at that wood.
Can it hold my weight? Actually. Let's see how much it can hold.
Well, during the interaction, this is what was weird. There was none of that vibe. Like, I had absolutely no vibe at all. But then, like, a couple of hours later, I just get this message. Are you single? And I was like, sorry, absolutely not.
Do you feel violated because she undressed you with her eyes?
No, not really.
Question, yeah. If you weren't engaged to your beautiful partner, Emmy.
Yeah.
Would you have went there?
Not my type.
Really? What was wrong with her?
You're so choosy.
He's very picky.
Choosy. You're so picky.
It's just, hey, this is how I am. Just
old
very
mate
picky.
Brad Pitt over here.
Yeah, jeez.
Well, you know.
Don't bother hitting on Crevo, ladies. He'll hit on you if he's interested.
Well, he got hit on by a man.
That's
as
right.
Well, not long ago,
oh,
yeah.
That's right.
The gay dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Was trying to get to me, but then decided he'd go for you.
Well, had no luck with you and went for me. Obviously not a real close listener of the show. But heard like there was a gay dude on the show and went, I don't know, could
it
be either
be
of them.
To be
well,
fair.
In Maddie's words, they're all turnable.
To be fair,
yeah.
All of my friends thought you were gay when I first joined this show.
Really?
Yeah, just from like hearing the show and your overall vibe, they thought you were homosexual.
Into interior design and
antiques. Did you get gay vibes from Crevo when you first met him?
Well,
like into cooking.
Yeah.
You don't like sport.
You're ticking all those boxes, aren't you? The stereotypical boxes.
Soft hands.
Well, you do have soft hands.
I do, yeah.
For a man who lifts a lot of things.
Yeah, I guess it's the good soap I use. Once again, no one about soaps. What's going on here?
I don't know. You could be a host of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, hey, perhaps. If they'd have me, I hear they pay really well on those kind of things.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Hey, I've got details on Beyonce and Jay-Z, Tina Knowles, of course, Beyonce's mum's dishing the dirt, and Selma Hayek's opening up about feeling guilty for not reporting Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
Yeah.
She had a bad encounter, didn't she?
Yeah, and she kind of didn't come out until later on, and she feels bad. She's penned an essay for Insta, so I'll give you some details.
Oh, good stuff. Thank you. Also, Gav Morris joining the show today, guys, after 8 o'clock. The weather very cold today. He's going to tell us why later on the show. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Coming up on the show very soon, they are setting up the mechanical bull outside, Crevo. It is raining today. Jade, you are yet to have a go. Hopefully.
I think I'm the worst choice, though. You guys, you stayed on for 19 seconds yesterday, Crevo. Yeah, I was off in 5 seconds when I tried the other day.
But my first ride was 3 seconds. So, you know, you can improve out of nowhere and be a dark horse
we'll see.
On top of the board.
I just don't like the pressure.
Look, you didn't eat any of that terrible food last week, so you have to do something.
Well, it's the people's choice.
Well,
so.
Yeah, that's true. What's the goss right now?
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Producer Jackson is here with the latest goss. Hello.
Yeah, hello. I feel really sorry for Selma Hayek because I was reading this morning. She's done a little bit of a sit down with InStar magazine and opened up about Harvey Weinstein because she worked with him in the 2000s on that movie Frida. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but she said he got quite like violent with her after she refused to go to his hotel and shower with him,
ooh,
which is so creepy. But when I read stuff like this, I feel so sorry for these celebrities who are put in these positions of, like, maintaining a career and supporting their families and stuff like that. She says, it makes me wonder if I'd said something back then, what would have I helped, avoid? Would it have been different? Would there have been other women that could escape this? How did I not have the courage to stand up to him? And I'm like, isn't that such a bad thing to harbour? Like, so much guilt for something that, like, I don't think anyone would blame her for.
No, and like the thing is, back in the day, he was confronted. He was like, this was a thing. People did know that he was behaving in this way back in the early 2000s. Brad Pitt famously confronted Harvey Weinstein when he was dating Gwyneth Paltrow.
And he did it to her.
And so
I think what everyone's got to remember too, because there are people out, like I've been reading some of the comments on this In Style magazine shoot, and a lot of people are like, yeah, she's right. She should have spoken up. I think people underestimate the power of really rich, influential men in Hollywood, especially back in the early 2000s.
Well, he could, he was in control of everyone's careers.
Oh, 100%. Not only that, like, people fear for their lives. She was saying that he got quite violent with her. I mean, who, do you know what I mean? If you can avoid putting yourself in harm's way, you're going to. I don't blame her at all.
You know
She's just like, I'm out of this situation, but I don't want to ruin my career, like potentially ruin my career.
And that's something that nobody should ever have to choose between.
Oh,
you know?
The worst.
Yeah.
Well, he's in jail serving 23 years. I don't think that's enough, to be honest.
No, but he probably won't make that, to be fair.
To be honest,
I think he's quite a sick man.
Yeah, well, he got COVID at one stage, didn't he?
How old is I'm just Googling how old he is. He is 69 years old.
See, he looks a lot older because he gets around in that walking frame.
Yeah, so he'll be in 80s.
Pushing
90. He'll probably die to be fair.
He looks like death warmed up.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought that walker was a ploy.
Yeah, they say because he whirled it out on the last trial. So, I don't know. Apparently, he doesn't get treated very well in there. Right.
Well,
anyway. Moving on. Beyonce. This song's underappreciated, by the way.
Oh, I know, right? We should play it more. I don't know why we don't.
Drunk in Love. I love it. So, Tina Knowles.
We know this.
R&B, Jade.
So, there's been this rumour going around that Beyonce's falling into a pit of anxiety. And it all comes because Jay-Z's often seen putting his hand on her leg, which I thought was pretty normal activity for
husband and wife
right? Mm. So, they're at the NBA the other day, sitting courtside, which is really baller, by the way. Very expensive for those seats. They go for like $1 million sometimes.
Get out.
Yeah, very expensive dreams. Anyway, Tina Knowles has opened up about that. I find her Instagram post a little bit strange. She says, when you love someone like they love each other, you just want to touch them. And then she goes into the like details of her marriage with Richard. She says, we're always touching, even our feet, just putting our feet together. Yeah, that's what you do with a little love heart. I'm like, come on, girl. Get your foot fetish offline. Your daughter's Beyonce. You got to censor yourself a little bit.
So I'm confused. What's that got to do with Beyonce's anxiety?
She's just dismissing it, saying that it's fine. Like, that's just what you do. And then she says, try it sometimes. It works. Do you know what? If my partner touched me with their feet, I'm out.
You're not into that. No footsies under the table.
I like footsies.
To the point of, like, always wear socks in my house. I don't want to see your toes.
No!
I don't want to see your feet. It's really gross.
You know what? I know how I'd torture you if I ever... I'd tie you to a chair.
Put you in a room of feet.
In a room of feet. Like, if you were a big brother, that's what they'd do to you. They'd have you washing people's feet.
Instead of puts the lotion on the skin, Jay, it's like, puts my feet on your skin.
Sub them up. So,
you did famously try and sell pictures of your feet on Instagram.
Yeah, foot fetish down under.
still going.
I love that you still like left it open.
Don't believe those articles. You know what? Just putting this at public service announcement.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
when you read articles saying people are making bank by selling pictures of their feet or their undies or their socks, it's all a lie.
It's really the rare few, isn't it?
It's a rare few people that really make it.
Make the big money.
Did you make a cent from your feet?
$0.
How disappointing.
Yeah, but then I get too paranoid. So, you know, that they're like scammers or, you know what I mean? Like,
your PalPay account got hacked because you kept sending it out to these people.
You mean PayPal?
You should go down the Gwyneth Paltrow route and do a candle.
Yeah, I should. A feet-smelling candle. Yeah, that'll get them.
It smells like my feet. 7:03 at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You know, Bert Newton, I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's hot. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yes!
Now.
There are three things that we generally talk about behind the scenes when you work in breakfast radio, and that is sleep, food, and holidays.
Mm.
Just in the kitchen before, I was making my oats, Crevo making a coffee, right? And you know how we make fun of Crevo calling Millionaire Mark?
Yeah.
Because he likes to pretend he's a humble guy, but we all secretly know he's a baller.
Oh, I wish.
I've got some evidence, Jade. Do you know what he... So he was telling me about his 2-hour nap yesterday, and he goes... You know, it's really comfy sleeping on my couch. It's just a delight. And oh yeah, what makes it such a delight? He goes, oh, it's those new feather couch cushions we've got. Feather down couch cushions.
Oh, you're rolling in it.
Some people work their whole lives just to get one feather pillow for their bedroom. You've got them on your lounge.
To be fair though, Emmy got them for $20 from TK Maxx. So. Look, they were a deal, but we got a couple of them. Very comfortable.
Wow.
Do you have feather cushions on your lounge,
Jade?
I
do not.
And you're rich and you don't even have
them. No.
They're so comfortable. If you get a chance, get some. You won't regret it.
I'm glad you had a good nap.
Oh, it was amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, there is a difference when Crevo has a nap, isn't there? Look at that smile today.
Yeah, you're more rested today.
I'm very
you
rested
can tell.
From that. Yeah,
beat the meet-em.
Yeah, that it is. So, 13:10:09, we need someone to play our beat the bomb style game, but with us, instead of beating the bomb, you beat the meat.
You!
So we got a big old pile of delicious sausages, all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to beat the meat with us this morning, on this chilly morning, 13:10:09, get some meat.
Man, they're already calling.
Look
at
that. Love the meat.
I love beating the meat.
Do it after pink.
Yes.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, I'm trying to beat the meat, you're trying to beat the meat, everyone is, because they all want to get their hands on these delicious Singo's
Origin
sausages.
Night tonight, perfect.
Oh my yes. God, could perfect. You time it any better? Imagine that, a big cook-up with all your mates watching it on the big screen. Perfect, really.
It is. All right, we are going to Amy from Curry this morning. G'day.
Hey, guys.
Hey, nice. How's it out at Curry this morning?
It is a bit chilly, a bit wet, but it's all right.
Hey, what are you doing tonight for Origin? You going out anywhere?
I'm not sure. I've been trying to suss out with all the friends what they're doing, but no one's really doing anything exciting. So maybe just...
Where's the best pub in Curry, or like, what's the best venue to go and watch the football at?
Oh, I don't know. Probably the Chelly's, all right.
Yeah, okay.
What is it? The Chelly.
The Chelly.
Yeah, where they have the mullet fest at.
Oh, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, if you win, maybe the barbecue will be at your place.
Yeah, why not?
Good
come round, guys.
Exactly. All right,
let's do it. Don't forget, yell stop before the sausages explode. Here we go. One sausage. Four sausages. Five sausages. 11 sausages. 14 sausages. 23 sausages.
Stop.
23. Yes, you're a winner. I love it.
You can't have too much sausage on your plate.
No.
I can do with as many sausages as I can get.
Oh, yeah, you can, Amy.
Hey, Amy, you had 35 sausages to play with right there, but you took 23. What can I say? You're not greedy.
That's good.
Fantastic.
Not greedy at all.
Well done. Well, enjoy the Origin tonight. You going for the Blues?
Of course I am. Go New South Wales.
Yeah, good stuff.
Of course.
I'm calling for Queensland, but still.
Yeah, look at you.
Sportsmanship.
You big old faker. I love the Blues.
Boo. There it goes.
I'm a newie girl.
I'm a local.
No, I'm a Queenslander. But, guys, okay, so we know I'm studying my celebrant course, right? And I brought this up the other day because my brother-in-law's actually getting hitched next May coming. And so... I've sort of been getting the vibes that they're going to ask me to be their marriage celebrant. And I threw this out there the other day on the show.
That's right.
Caused a little bit of controversy about what I should do. So I'm going to give you an update on what's happened since then.
Okay.
Okay, details after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And guys, my brother-in-law's getting married in May, which is very exciting. And we're really happy for them. But I'm obviously studying to be a marriage celebrant. I'm almost finished. Almost.
How long to go?
Oh, it still varies. I don't have an exact date. Just depends how quick I can get through the work. So I'm on the tail end of it now. They've sort of been asking me questions, trying to find out like, oh, you know, how long have you got to go? Do you think you'll be finished by like January, February? And I'm like thinking, okay, they obviously want me to marry them, but they haven't come out and asked it.
Well, you mentioned this question on the show and said, oh, that's what's definitely happening.
I did.
They're hinting at it, right? They're hinting.
I did. So I sort of said, oh, what do you guys reckon I should do? Should I like say yes? Should I charge them? Should I not participate? Like, didn't know. But I got schooled by a particular listener who really felt passionate about me offering to do their wedding.
Oh, yes, here it is.
What do you think, regardless?
I think that it's your brother, and I think for him to ask you to marry him, it should be an honour for you to want to do it. And sure, and you know what? At the end of the day, you look at this in the future, and the thought that you've charged him will always be a sore point.
So there you have it. I got schooled because, Crevo, you wanted me to charge him.
Absolutely.
Maddie, I can't remember where you sat.
No, I was like, do it for free. It's your family.
Yeah. So, well, they asked me, can you believe this? I knew it was coming. They asked me on the weekend when we were out at dinner and they were like, oh, we'd really like, they thought this is actually sweet. They said, no pressure.
always a good start.
Just, you know, no pressure, but, like, just if you finish before our wedding, we'd like you to marry us. I said, oh, that's really sweet. I said, I'd be happy to.
$1,299.
And I had that lady's mum telling me off, so I thought of her and I thought, you know what, I'll do it.
Did you feel honoured that they asked you in the moment?
Oh, it was really sweet. Well, because Jake brought up, my brother-in-law, he brought up my mother. She actually performed the marriage for my mother-in-law and her husband. So,
right.
If that makes
sense. So, your mum married her mother-in-law and...
So, hang on. So, it's really confusing.
Yeah,
so
it sure is.
Sister's cousin's brother.
No. So, my mum married...
Is related to the sister.
No. Okay. Everyone's confused now. So, my mum married my mother-in-law and her husband. So, Ben's mum and my father-in-law.
Wow. There you go. So your mum's a celebrant.
Well,
not qualified.
Sort of. Yeah, well, at the time,
a black market
at one of the courthouses in Brisbane, they performed weddings, and my mum works in the courthouse. So this particular courthouse she was at, they were performing weddings, whereas now they've made it that you can only get married at the Brisbane City Courthouse now. So my mum doesn't get to do them anymore. But at the time, my mum could. So it's sort of a nice connection in
the
way because everyone sort of...
Married each other.
Yeah.
It sounds like a...
Sounds incestuous, but it's not in any way. We're just performing each other's marriages. So I thought it was really sweet.
Just performing each other's marriage. Oh, good job, Jade. How generous of you.
And you're doing it for free?
Would we actually discuss that?
$1,200.
Oh, I thought that's what we were talking about.
It'll be the wedding gift. It'll be the wedding gift. And I'll get them a card.
Oh, and a card.
Maybe a scratchy.
You're getting yourself out a few hundred bucks, really.
No, we'll get them.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Yes, we have the mechanical bull, all thanks to allfunrides.com.au, set up out in the car park, guys. Of course, we have PBR tickets up for grabs today. All week we've been doing this. 13-09, we need two players, and you need to pick one of us to represent you. So it's Novo versus Novo playing for you. The winner is the person who stays on the mechanical bull the longest. Now, me and Crevo both days have competed. I won the first day. You won the second day. Jade, what pants are you wearing today? Because you did say that you need proper pants to be successful at this. So have you got some jeans on today, or are you wearing the tights?
I can't fit into my jeans, so I'm still wearing leggings. It's a bit disappointing.
Too skinny. They just fall off.
I wish. No, I'm getting fat.
Drunk
so
in the dryer. You do have a dryer, don't you?
Yeah.
You've got to stop using the dryer with the jeans, Chad.
Well, you know what? That could be it, Crevo, sweetheart.
Big thanks to All Fun Rides for hooking us up with this mechanical bull. It is amazing. It's a whole setup.
Yeah.
If you want, for your next event, the mechanical bull or many other different rides they have available, allfunrides.com.au, guys.
They're just great people there. That, you know, the setup is easy and they've got, it looks amazing.
Like always early as well. Never, like, late.
No.
On time.
Amazing people there.
If you want to play, 131009.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I'm a ride or die, now need the key.
Now I gotta ride or die.
It'd be big if I won this rodeo because it moved me up in the standings.
To be able to conquer a massive animal as a bucking bull is amazing.
Bull riders are not just judged on how long they stay on a bull, but how well they ride it.
Welcome to the toughest sport on dirt. Welcome to the PBR.
Yeah, that's right. And it's time to play Ride or Die. And this is very simple. We have out there at the Bucking Bull, all thanks to allfunrides.com.au, set up in the car park. We've got Maddie and Jade. They're going to be our players for today. But it's time to meet Kylie. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Now, who would you like to choose between Maddie and Jade?
I'm going to go Jade because her jeans are too tight and she's got leggings on.
Okay, all right. Well, that might help. You never know. good luck. Let's now go to Dale. Hey, Dale.
Good morning.
You've got Maddie this morning, yeah?
Awesome.
Excellent. Yep. You're going to be fine. Let's wish you both luck and let's catch up with the guys outside who are at the bull now. Hello.
Hello, Crevo. I've just realised that I'm on to my second pair of jeans this week. The first pair split right down the middle, and there is a tiny little tear in these pants, so I think I'm going to do a little Nas X and split my pants wide open today. Very nervous.
Okay. Well, if you're driving past and you see that, keep your eyes clearly on the road, because you
it's
don't want to be distracted.
It's cold. You're not going to see it.
Okay, so who is riding first?
Okay, I think I will first. I'll pass you over to Jade. Give me 1 second. Here we go, Jade.
Hi, Jade.
All right, Ian. Good morning.
Is the split in Maddie's pants really that bad?
Maddie's making his way over to the bull right now. He's a little bit worried about his pants. We have him on Facebook Live right now. He's jumped on the bull. He's squeezing it with his thighs. I think he's got a good grip.
All right.
It's looking good. 3, 2, 1, and he's off. He's got his hand in the air like he is a professional. And he is. His third day on the bull. And he's got a good grip on that rope. Oh, and he's off. He's off.
How long did he last?
12 seconds.
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. In fact, that does make a professional ride. All right. So, Jade, it is now your turn.
Yes, it is. All right. I'm passing you back to Maddie. You've got the camera.
12 seconds. Oh, man.
And we are on Facebook Live if you're wanting to check this out. Well done, Maddie. 12
Thank
is
you.
A solid ride. Time Jade, for Jade.
Now, you know what? She's just jumped on there. She's wearing a tie. She almost slid off the other side.
She does jump aggressively when it comes to the bulls. We know
her
that.
I draped around the head, and here she goes.
She's off. It's intense. You can see this now on Facebook
She's
Live.
She's holding on. She's slipping off the side, but she's holding on. Man, she is clinging to this bull like I've never seen before, and she's off.
Okay, Maddie, we need a wrap. How long did she last?
14 seconds. Jade wins.
Oh, that means it's Dale who is the winner. Hey, Dale.
Terrible. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, and well done to Dale, who's scored themselves this double pass to the PBR. Well done, Dale.
Excellent. How good was that?
Yeah, well, you picked Jade based on the tights, and it's paid off.
Hang on, who won?
Oh, sorry. Is this... I think I meant to say Kylie.
I think you did, but I'll take the ticket.
No, you
too.
Can't. Sorry. Sorry about that. Hey, Kylie. My bad. Kylie, you picked Jade, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, well done. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're off to the PBR. You and a friend or partner or whoever you'd like to take.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hey, guys, Birthday Lotto is up next, and I've just spun the wheel. It's come up February. So if you're born in February 13/10/09, this is your chance at $975.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, that's right. Looking for people born in the month of Feb right now. $975. Let's try and give it away. I really hope this person can win today.
Yeah, let's do it. It's Sean from Soldiers Point. He works in the mines. The worst thing he has ever eaten is a sheep's liver and would spend the cash on his fiance and a romantic weekend away. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
Hello.
What's a romantic weekend look like to you?
Maybe, you know, up the winery somewhere, nice couple of nights away, hot air balloon ride, maybe.
Hot air balloon ride, how romantic, and then out in the winery, fires.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for your fiancée, Sean?
Well, I actually planned to take her on a hot air balloon ride only a few weeks ago when we got engaged up in Queensland. I planned a hot air balloon ride off... Mareeba Tablelands down over.
Oh, wow.
We got up. I got her up at 3 o'clock in the morning and we drove up and we're sitting there at 5:30 and she's going, what are we doing? And I said, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
And everyone started turning up. This little tour guide guy walked over and said, guys, too windy.
So did that change your engagement plans? Were you going to propose to her up in the hot air balloon?
I was.
So,
and,
yeah, what happened?
Plan B. I end up taking her down to Mossman Gorge.
Beautiful.
On the Douglas, and we went for a little... We arrived there at 8:30 in the morning. We were the first ones there, and we went for a walk up through the gorge, and, yeah, we got to a special little place where I thought, do or die, and she accepted it. So,
that's good. That's good job, so man. Sweet, what a sweet job. Congratulations.
I'm glad it wasn't die.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah,
it was
what a
really
great story.
Sweet.
All right, Jade, spinning these birthday balls for you, Sean. Looking for your birthday. It's popped out, Jade.
Oh, the 1st of February.
2nd.
Oh, no. Sorry, man.
You wouldn't read about it.
Nah.
You would not.
Sorry, Jeez. Sean.
Hey, so close.
We'll hook you up with a bottle of our new FM red wine, man.
That's just the least we can do.
One day off. The disappointment in his voice. The 2nd of 1st.
We got to the place and the tour guide said too windy.
Damn. Hey, guys, Gav Morris joining us after 8 o'clock today. And also, birthday lotto, guys, worth $975. Back before 9 o'clock this morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kids World Playland Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. BNUFM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hello, my name is Caleb Willings and I would like to give a shout out to all my friends at Shoreland Public School. Cloudy day ahead with very high chance of rain, most likely in the early morning and possible small hail. We are expecting a top temperature of 16 degrees in the city and 15 degrees inland. Cloudy with the chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and evening on Thursday. And partly cloudy with the chance of a shower, most likely in the afternoon on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for their drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 NFM.
Stand by on this frequency. Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You bet.
Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's high. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on. Now.
Good job, Caleb from Shortland Public School. He was our weather whiz kid just then. He did a fantastic job that he scores himself a birthday party to Kids World Playland at Green Hills, where they're all about fun, food and play, guys.
Yeah, they are. It's awesome.
How fun. Newfm.com.au as well if you want to be our next New FM weather whiz kid. Very popular.
Very easy to register as well.
Very easy, absolutely. Hey, guys, guess what? I got an invite to something last night, and I feel really weird about the whole thing.
Really?
I didn't finish high school, right? So I didn't get to go to, like, the school formals and the subsequent reunions. Guys, I did, however, go to radio school.
That's right.
Now, they are having a five-year reunion for our class.
Doesn't seem like a lot of time. I thought reunions started at 10, though.
Usually it's 10, right? Five's a little bit weird.
Well, five for, a study group or whatever, like a class,
yeah, that makes
is
sense,
shorter than, like, school 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just fascinating, like, all the things that go through your head when you're invited to a reunion. Have you guys ever been to, like, a school reunion or a work reunion? Anything like that?
I've never had a work reunion.
I've done a 10-year high school reunion.
How was it?
Was it weird?
Yeah, it was really weird. At the end of it, I was like, I already kept in touch with everyone that I wanted to. I got no new contacts out of this.
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't go to my 10-year. I'm waiting because everyone that I kept in contact with, I sort of knew where they were at because technology now. So maybe down the track, if I want to meet their kids, if they drag them along to the party.
You know what? Reunions in my mind never go well. Like, I feel like everyone's just nervous. Like, they don't really know what to say to each other. And I've never experienced it. So what I thought we'd do this morning, 13:10:09, reunion horror stories.
Oh,
you know,
good.
Have you gone along to your school reunion and thought, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Something awkward's happened. The people that you used to go to school with aren't who they were back then now.
Do you know what? It would be awkward if, like, you had a crush, right, and you finally got to do adult cuddles with them and it was a real letdown because you would have built it up in your mind for, like, 10 years, 20 years down the track.
A lot of people, though, right, it happens with, like, former boyfriends and girlfriends at reunions. One of the number one comments I hear when it comes to reunions is, oh, at least they had hair on their head and teeth in their mouth.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I got a message from a friend I went to radio school with last night. She's like, oh, have you seen the news? I'm like, no, what happened? I'm expecting her to tell me somebody died or somebody's like really made it in radio. Anyway, she's like, there's a big reunion happening next weekend. And, of course, our whole class, the class of 2016, Afters Radio School, reuniting. I want to go because you went to this school as well. You pay a lot of money at radio school. And I'm glad that they're finally giving back to us with some free food and booze.
Right. I like that that's your main motivation.
Yeah, free. Absolutely.
They should be giving you something for the cash. It's great.
Look, I went to my 10-year high school reunion, and you're right, awkward things do happen. There was this one guy who I remember back in high school as being like a very immature sort of guy, always doing stupid stuff.
And when I went, Bart Simpson of your school.
Kind of, in high school. And I went to this reunion, and we, like, there was a sort of a group of us chatting who had maybe hung out at that time, and he was there and he was telling us about how he now had a wife and kids, and I was like, wow, he's really matured. And then, like, several minutes later, there was like a bit of an awkward lull in the conversation. He picks up his wine glass and throws it over his shoulder and it shatters.
What?
Create an event or some attention. I went, you have not changed. Nothing about you has changed. You are the same immature idiot that you were back then.
It's sort of funny if you think about it.
Not really. Some poor cleaner has to go and pick up a shattered wine glass. Like, how ridiculous.
Well, you know what? At least you're still talking about it. It gave you something to chat about for years to come.
The things you think about, though, instantly, chatting to my friend Kat, we were like, man, first up, we're both really fat compared to how we were back then. That's the number one thing you think of. Like, it's true. You go to a reunion, the first thing you notice is, old mate Debbie's put on weight.
They haven't looked after themselves.
Absolutely.
That's what you think people are going to say. I think they do.
And then you start matching up, like, success in your careers. And, like, some people haven't, done anything in radio, so it becomes, a little bit awkward then.
You think a lot about that.
But you've done well.
Yeah,
I've done all right. I've done all right. But, yeah, it's interesting. We can't wait. It's next weekend, so it's going to be great. But we're talking weird encounters, I guess, at, graduations, reunions. Gabby's on the line. Hey, Gab.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I had a bit of a weird one back in high school. It sounds really silly now in retrospect, but there was sort of this weird long-running feud with this other girl that had the same name as me.
Yeah.
She didn't like the fact that she wanted to be Gabby and I wanted to be Gabby, and I was like, we can both be Gabby. She's like, no, there can only be one Gabby. So when she heard that I was going to the reunion, her and a bunch of her friends actually intentionally missed it and had their own reunion. They're like, yeah, we're not
going to
go.
All because of the Gabby
That's
name.
That's stupid. Why? Because she didn't want to be known as Gab.
I would have been happy to be Gab, but she wanted to, bloody call me my full Gabrielle thing, and I was like, no, Gabby.
What a loser.
Yeah, so depending which circle you're in, either I was Gabby or she was Gabby. But
That's stupid. Do you know what, Gabby? I went to school with two Shannon Clarks. One was a boy and one was a girl. And it was really funny because if someone said, oh, I was talking to Shannon the other day, you'd always have to stop and say, the boy or the girl? Like, who cares? You can share a name.
Yes, I would have been happy to.
People say that, though. If there was, for example, another Jade hired to be on this show, you'd be filthy.
You know what?
That's different, though, because it confuses the listeners.
Okay, here's something that
That's a bit different. There was two Jades in my grade.
But there's a Jade Leader in the UK that has an Instagram of Jade Leader that drives you mad.
Oh, only because she has just the Jade Leader Instagram handle.
Oh, the same one that you
And look, I thought about messaging her for it, but I thought, no, I'll just put a the in front of mine so I'm the Jade Leader. So, problem solved.
You still wish you had the original.
Of course. It'd be, who doesn't want to have just their basic Matthew Harrison or your Mark.Crevo?
Yeah.
Could you not get Mark Crevo?
No, I could have. I just thought some people might want to separate the name.
You know what? Oh. Only celebrities should put the in front of their Instagram handle.
Well,
just
that's
saying.
Why Jade's done it.
No, there's no rules in life.
Come on. Okay, you Hollywood actress.
You know what? I'll do what I want.
I'm an actor.
Anyway.
Gav Morris up next.
Yeah, he's coming up. Because apparently the news loves it. In the last 2 years, I've noticed a trend. They love saying the polar blast is coming. And I've never heard it before in my 35 years on Earth. So we're going to talk to Gav Morris and find out about the chilliness we expect this weekend.
The chilliness.
The polar blast is coming.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic, guys. And today we are talking dine and discover vouchers. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, I'm going to say love it, but yeah, more difficult to use than I thought they'd be.
Oh, I love it. They're not difficult to use at all. I've used, I think, all of mine, but a one discovery voucher.
What are you going to use that for, Jade?
Well, I'm planning on using it for the escape rooms for my birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm not sure I haven't checked to see if I can use it there, but I've had it in the back of my mind because I want to do that with my family.
When's your birthday again?
July 18.
Interesting.
Well, lucky year.
It's funny because they announced, I think today, that they were extending the period which you can use the Dine and Discover vouchers till the end of July now, which covers the upcoming school holidays. Now, it's interesting, though, because roughly half of the population of New South Wales haven't used all of them, and I think that it's the Discover vouchers, to be honest.
I agree.
I think people are using the food vouchers, the dine vouchers, but not the Discover vouchers, and we both have, just on this team, yet to use, Crevo.
Haven't used them.
The Discover vouchers. You've used one, Jade. Maddie from the newsroom, have you used your Dine and Discover vouchers?
I haven't even applied. I haven't even got them.
What?
Yeah.
You're missing out.
See, this is the misconception, Crevo. This is, see, what you've done here is, say to people, to the greater community, hey, you know what, it's too hard, don't bother. It's actually super easy. If you've got the Service New South Wales app, it's very simple. You open it up, you hit apply, you put in some details. It takes under a minute, I would say.
Yeah, easily.
And it's all by QR code. So everything is just so simple. And so many restaurants now are accepting it.
Yeah, that's true. And I have used the food ones.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't have that app on their phone. Because it wasn't until Ben, like I actually made Ben download this New South Wales Service app to get them. So maybe there's a lot of people out there who still just haven't converted to the driver's license digital.
No, you don't even need the app. I've done it with.
Have you?
I've done it without the app. Yep, you just get them emailed to you.
Oh, do you not have the app on your phone?
No.
Huh.
So it's you don't even need the app. And then you can just screenshot the code, and that way you don't have to, like, dig through your emails.
Over 4 million people are using the Service New South Wales app. So
a lot,
it's very wide, over half of the population of New South Wales. But it's interesting. It's so good that they're extending it for the school holidays.
Yeah, absolutely.
So use them up.
Yeah.
Like they're meant to be used. Go to the movies. I think a lot of people don't know what to use the Discover vouchers on, but there's so many different things.
I think I'm going to use mine to go to the mini golf.
Even better.
Yeah. Because good little super local part. Business, super part.
The go-karts are fun when we did go-karts go last year. They were great.
Well, there you go. You've still got like 6 weeks to use them.
I'm
going to
try and use them this weekend.
Yeah, good
Make
stuff.
Make it a little challenge.
It's 50 bucks, you know.
Yeah, it's right. You get two each, right? Yeah. You sort of forget.
Absolutely. Hey, news time up next with Maddie at New FM Plus Birthday Lotto back on the air before 9 o'clock worth $975.
Across Newcastle,
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
105 minutes commercial freeze up next with Jackson. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
A bit of Sia, Australia's very own, and Chandelier. Such a fun song, really depressing.
It is. Sort of,
like, meaning behind it, though. Taylor Swift.
Two of my favourites.
Calm down. Also two. His wife's cancelled, but he's not. John Legend.
He's on The Voice over in America at the moment. He's quite good on it, actually.
Is he?
Yeah,
he's got quite a good personality. Guy. Like you see more of him than you've ever seen.
Cool guy.
Does that air on regular TV?
No, I just watch on YouTube.
Online.
Oh, thank you. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming up after 9 o'clock.
But next, we are talking to somebody who really needs blood donations. And this is all because Jade, Maddie and Crevo's biggest ever blood drive here in Newcastle is what we're doing. We're preparing for it next week. We're going to be doing it on Wednesday. We're going to try and get as many people to donate and pledge to donate blood as possible because the community needs it right now. Mm. Just for example, every 24 seconds in Australia, somebody needs some blood that needs to be donated. There's no other way to get it. We don't have a system where it's sold at all.
Wow.
It all comes from donations.
Yeah.
Look at this. Each donation travels an average of 370 kilometres. That's how widespread this need is.
Mm.
Absolutely. So next we're going to be talking to a Gillian Mason. Now, she needs weekly treatment for an autoimmune deficiency and needs these blood donations all the time. So this is the sort of thing and the sort of reason why this is so important, and we're trying to get behind getting as many donations as possible. We'll talk to Gillian up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Without those life-saving blood product transfusions, I would not be standing here today.
I wouldn't be alive without you today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's biggest ever blood drive. Getting as many donations as we can to save lives.
Blood donation has given me life.
And every time you do donate blood, it can save up to 3 lives, which is just incredible. And all this week, we are meeting people who are in need of blood because we're trying to get as many people as we can to donate next week.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday is our big day. We're going to be at the local place where you can donate blood down at Broadmeadow. And you can register now at Lifeblood. And it's like you can pick Team New FM, and that's what we're trying to get people to do.
Mm-hmm.
The more people that do that, the more we can sort of basically get donated?
Yeah, so basically we have a team and you can join it. So when you register online at donateblood.com.au, it'll give you a prompt so you can say you're a Team New FM. But if you miss it, don't worry. Just if you book in not online or over the phone, you just tell them you're with Team New FM on the day and they'll add you.
That's right.
So, and then that way we can actually see how much blood's been donated from us here in Newcastle, which is really cool, and how many lives our blood has saved.
Well, we're not just preaching to you. We've got people on each day, every day this week that needs blood on a regular basis. Today we are meeting Gillian Mason. She's got an autoimmune deficiency and she needs pretty much weekly infusions. Hey, Gillian, how are you?
Hello. I'm well, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just got goosebumps listening to your little promo before, which seems so silly because I've been having these the plasma infusions for just about 11 years now, and it still blows me away how much time and effort it takes from people going and donating all put together to give me the treatment that I need. So I'm really grateful for it.
So,
of course.
No, thank you, Jill, for coming on and chatting to us. So can you tell us about your immune deficiency, like what it's called and why you need to receive plasma to survive?
Yeah, sure. So it's an autoimmune condition called chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, which is a really long way of saying that.
I won't remember that.
How long did it take for you to learn that condition?
11 years.
Yes, it's taken me that long. So it's pretty similar to MS. A lot of people kind of understand what MS is.
Yeah.
But it's a condition where my immune system is just a bit too spicy. And it attacks, instead of just attacking bad stuff, it goes and attacks the nerves and the sheath around the nerves, which is supposed to be like a insulation on an electrical cable kind of thing that helps the nerves' conduction speed be quick. So it kind of, my immune system's eating away at that.
Yeah.
And if I don't get treatment, it means that I get muscle weakness and problems with sensation. And, it's a progressive condition, and the treatment stops it from being so fast.
Yeah,
without it, I would end up, probably not walking and not being able to use my limbs properly and, having all sorts of problems.
So people donating their blood are literally keeping you with the ability to walk, which is just amazing by itself. How much has your life changed in other ways with this treatment?
Oh, it's changed immensely. Before I had the treatment, I was getting worse really quickly. I'm a physiotherapist and I was a competitive cyclist, and all of that was kind of looking like it wouldn't be possible. I'm not racing my bike anymore, but with the treatment, I'm able to work. I've been able to have a child, and my health isn't perfect, but with having a weekly infusion at home of people's donated plasma, I'm just well enough to keep doing these things.
So
it's literally the difference between not being able to work and not being able to walk.
So, Jill, just for those who don't know, so it can take up to 13 plasma donations to make a single dose of some plasma medicines, which is why so many donors are needed for plasma. So for those who don't know, so I hope I've got this right, Jill, because I'm still new to donating blood because I only ever donate whole blood. But plasma essentially is that they'll take your blood and then they take the plasma out of your blood and recycle the blood back into your body. So you're not losing blood. They're just taking the plasma. This is the basic way of me explaining it out. So, and they also use plasma, I believe it's a lot of burns victims. They need plasma for as well, I think, from my memory, but it's...
Yeah, there's all sorts of things they use plasma for. I had no idea. I only donated whole blood twice in my whole life before I needed this, which makes me now feel a bit silly because, yes, it's time to do it, but I need, for my personal treatment, I need 4 people's donated plasma every week. If people aren't donating plasma, then they kind of take the plasma part out of a whole blood donations of 12 people just for me personally every week.
Yeah.
So I've more than 200 people's donations just for me every week,
which
kind of blows my mind. And without it, and when the supplies are low, and they're low at the moment, they have to ration it, which makes sense because people who are having cancer treatment need plasma products. And so if our supplies are low for too long, then it makes sense that I'm not going to be the first person to get the plasma, and people with my condition won't get treatment for a while.
Wow.
Is the end effect of what will happen. So it feels really weird to kind of be relying on people to donate. It's not a kind of treatment that can be made in a synthetic way. The only way to make it is when people donate blood and plasma.
It's so vital. Jill, thank you so much for joining us. And you're such an inspiration in terms of, you know, really getting behind this cause as well. I mean, it's one thing to, I guess, deal with, you know, a chronic ongoing illness, but to get up and stand up in front of other people. I know you recently did a campaign with the council to drive donations as well. So really, really honoured to speak to you. And thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for putting the word out and for having me on the show.
No worries. Thanks,
Jill. You're welcome.
Wow, what an inspirational woman.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So if you can donate, please like help someone like Jill in our local community. Go to donateblood.com.au, register and join Team New FM, because we want to try and get as much blood and plasma as possible.
Yep, absolutely. Birthday Lotto is up next, worth $975. All you need is a birthday to play. Mm-hmm. Crevo, which month are we looking for, please?
It's come up August.
Okay, if you were born in August, Jade will spin the birthday balls next at New FM.
Jade, New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
I just did a quick Google. Apparently she's only 52.
Well, yeah, well, she was saying she was 20 when she was 35.
Five, yeah.
I used to have this friend who used to say he was much older than he was.
Really? Why?
So that people would go, oh, you look so good.
Really?
He was especially into his 70s and 80s, he would be like, yeah, I'm 80 when he was 70. He'd be like, God, you look good.
Aw, bless him. That's cute, isn't it?
He loved it. It was his favourite thing.
How funny.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to Phil Guys from Fletcher. He says he's an easygoing, hardworking dad, has a four-week-old baby, and wants to use the money to decorate his kid's room. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Jade, how are you?
Good. Congratulations on your baby. Are you talking quietly because it's asleep?
No, he's actually in another room, but I've got the other two out in the room next to me, so I'm kind of hoping they stay quiet.
Okay.
The soft dad's voice on. I love
it. Yeah, it made me talk quiet. I didn't want to wake the baby. So congratulations. What's the new arrival's name?
Jonah.
Oh, how cool.
Great name. After the Summer Heights High? No, obviously not.
No. I actually like to say after Jonah Lomu, but no.
Fair enough.
Oh, well, that's great, man. All right, here we go. Let's see if we can win you some cash. I hope so, because, God, baby stuff is expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it just...
nearly $1,000 up for grabs.
Okay, I've pulled out the 30th of August.
Nah, the 3rd.
Sorry, man.
Oh, gut-wrenching.
Yeah, man. So totally with all those expenses.
Up to $1,000 tomorrow, guys.
You, $1,000 for birthday lotto.
Yes, it
you has. Got your gorilla, as you call it, Maddie.
Yeah, that's what some people call it. Sorry, can you do that again?
Amazing. I don't know if I like that or the horse more.
Can we do like a conversation between the gorilla and the horse?
Oh, no.
Come on.
No
come
one
on.
Wants to hear
yeah, they
that.
Do. I do. Come
I
on.
I do.
Do they really?
Hello, horsey.
Oh, okay.
Hello, horsey.
Meet King Kong. Cooked! 105 minutes commercial free is up next.
I don't know how to follow that.
Yeah.
Girl Keeps Swimming, Avril Lavigne, Head Above Water.
Nice.
Coming up. Jason Derulo, Adam Levine, Together for Lifestyle. Cracker. So I bet a Dua Lipa for you as well.
We're good.
I love Dua Lipa.
Do you really?
I do.
I've never heard you listen to a song of hers.
Oh, maybe when I'm at home.
Maybe during commercial break.
You're not with
up.
Me all the time.
Name three.
All right, guys. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Up next. Bye.